Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. We're still waiting on the Arkansas State Police trooper who worked a fatal accident in Independence County in the Ramsey Mountain area to file his preliminary crash report. Apparently, it was a one-vehicle accident with a young male driver who perished in the crash. There were no passengers, according to a witness. When state police file their preliminary report, we'll bring you more details. Police in West Memphis say they've arrested a man and a woman as detectives continue to investigate the disappearance of a former Arkansas mayor. Police say they arrested 21-year-old Mario Dawson and 20-year-old Jasmine Dawson around 7 p.m. last night. Officers say the two are being held on charges of fraudulent use of a debit card, but they're also being questioned about the disappearance of former Waldron Mayor Troy Anderson. The 75-year-old Anderson was reported missing last Saturday. Police say the video from a Fort Smith store shows a person using Anderson's debit card. Anderson resigned as Waldron Mayor in 2006 after pleading no contest to misdemeanor charges of abuse of office and indecent exposure. He had been accused of trading city water services for sex. A 56-year-old man from Hensley and the mother of a teenage girl have been arrested after the girl told authorities she had been prostituted to the man. According to a police report, the girl told the police that the sex was traded for money, drugs, and a vehicle. She revealed details after being arrested this week on a charge of driving under the influence. The ashes of the nation's former first cat have been scattered in a flower garden on the west side of the Arkansas governor's mansion. Socks was a stray adopted by Bill Clinton's family when he was governor. The cat moved to the White House with the Clintons. Socks died in February. Since Independence Day falls on Saturday, city, county, state, federal offices are closed today. Many water utilities as well. The library closed, the regional library, as is the recycling center in Batesville. All state and federal offices, most post offices, closing they did by noon. Radio still here 24/7. I'll also remind you of Celebrate America, the great event held yearly at Riverside Park in Batesville on July 4th. It kicks off tomorrow at 5 p.m. with West Elementary dance teams performing. They'll be followed by Ashley Rogers singing from 5:45 until 7. Then at 7 o'clock, it's the Triple Threat. Vicky McGee, Sarah Roark, and Penny Wolf, and they can sing. Fireworks follow at dusk. You're invited to come and celebrate America at Riverside Park in Batesville on Saturday, July the 4th. And finally, the head of the State Department of Finance and Administration says he doesn't see a need to change the fiscal forecast, though the outlook for the next 6 months is not good. State officials say Arkansas is starting the new fiscal year with a surplus of about $24 million. And that brings you up to date on the local and regional scene. Gary B.